This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I forgot to ask who's in the room, but we'll figure it out as we go around the room.
Oh,
the virtual room. I heard the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I know Victoria Keelan is there from the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Do we have any other attendees?
Just three of us.
The three of us. Okay, that's good. All right, so let's get down to business here. Our business. I look forward to this every week for lots of different reasons. Our time together, talk radio review. We all are professionals. We all have a good time. We all respect each other's point of view. Don't always agree. That's what makes for good conversation. So I'm going to actually, without interruption, go through the lists. The stories from Talkers Magazine that made it this week, week of October 8th to the 12th, and then the people. Before
a buck
I get through
says
the list,
he doesn't make it.
Please.
I got a dollar. It
some
says
shiny
says a shiny object distracts me. It ends up somewhere else.
Now, Rich, let's take some over-unders. What number do you think he gets to? I'm going to say he gets to number six.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
number
derails.
Six. And then all of a sudden something just is like, oh, look
yep.
at that.
Yep.
Kanye West is number six, so I don't know if I'm going to be derailed on that one.
That's a really shiny penny.
See, McFadden and I have been together, is it, what is it, 23, 24, how many years? 20 more than that, maybe even. I can't remember.
1997.
97, so 21 years. Okay. So, by the way, for those of you, this is the first shiny penny before I even get to the list. Doug Steffen, proudly but without much fanfare, this week began the 31st year of doing syndicated morning talk radio. It's the 30th anniversary starting on October the 8th, 1988. The Good Day program began, and from that point, without stopping, except for a couple of weeks off along the way in the last few years, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, actually for the first 12 or 13 years, I think it was Monday through Saturday. Actually, more than that. It may have been the first 20
We did Sundays years. For a couple of years.
We did Sundays as well, yep.
The British Listen. Show with James
Whitney. Yep.
So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're already off track.
We haven't even started yet.
Done.
Yep. All right. Let's get to the list. Number 10, sports talk radio, the usual stuff that has to do this week with the focus on the attendance and people watching sports activities on TV. We'll talk more about that. Number 9, Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Political people didn't like it, or at least some didn't. Excuse me. Whoops.
Who's got the Heimlich? Little Heimlich.
Yeah, we may need that.
See,
yeah.
Look, there's our shiny penny at number 9, the Heimlich.
No, number 8, the Clinton speaking tour. Mr. and Mrs. going out on the road together. I'll be the first person in the audience to ask a question. Number 7, U.S.-China trade war. Number 6, Kanye West goes to visit the president. Number 5, Nikki Haley stepping down at the U.N. Number 4, the aftermath of the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh. Number 3, the stock sell-off this week. Number 2, the U.N. climate change report. And number 1, Hurricane Michael. All right, I made it.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
And the fact that I can... Hold on just a second. I have to have a sip of my life change tea. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Well, I mean, let's congratulate Drew Brees at number 10 with the sports stuff. An amazing feat. The guy is an elite quarterback. Will go down as one of the best. Really, the first several years of his career, there is not a whole lot there. And then Katrina happens, and he comes in as like the superhero for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And ever since then, the guy has been on fire. And the only thing that I'm upset about is that they took him out of the last drive of the game the other night against my Redskins so that they wouldn't run up the points, and I lost my fantasy football game by 3 points. Forget that.
Because you needed the Saints to win.
Run up the score on my Redskins. Drew, take one more touchdown. Get me my fantasy win.
Uh-oh.
Wow. But that's good sportsmanship, actually. That
it
was
is,
to be,
yeah.
they You
were
know what I thought would have been cool? Right. The Redskins were done anyway. They lost by 20-some points, right, 30 points. Why not just have the defense just stand on the sidelines and give Drew that that 500th touchdown?
Why don't you just shut the game down and everybody go home early?
You got to sell the beers, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the people list. Richie just suggested and is accurate. Number 10, Drew Brees, is the aforementioned star of the game.
Did you hear what he's told his kids, Doug? They stopped the game when he did the yards for the completion for the yards that he needed to be the all-time leader of yards completed as any quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
So they stopped the game. They get the rep from the NFL Hall of Fame comes out, white gloves, takes the football from him, says, "We'll take care of this forever." Hands him a certificate stating it, and he walks over to his family and his kids, and he looks down at his boys and he says, "See, boys, you can do anything if you put your mind to it."
Such a sweet person, too, and that's one of the other reasons why New Orleans has just fallen in love with Drew Brees, and it's for great reasons. He's done so much for the community, and
good for him.
Good guy, yeah.
Number 9 on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, Taylor Swift. Number 8, Nikki Haley. Brett Kavanaugh is 7. Kanye West is 6. Melania Trump is 5. Eric Holder is 4. Bill and Hillary are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. Why?
Because of the Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a win for him.
Whenever I see his name, it's kind of like fossilized. Donald Trump is number 1. No big deal there. No big deal in the sense that he's pretty much, by virtue of his personality, pretty much is number 1 all the time. And so, anyway, that's the situation. I thought with Trump, I make this one comment, and then we're going to pause for a moment and then dig into some of this stuff. There is a bit of controversy over this missing... Is this guy Khashoggi a journalist? He works for the Washington Post. Is he a real journalist or is he one of these pop guys?
He was a contributor for the Washington Post. Always bashed on the guy that's high up in the government of Saudi Arabia. They made up some excuse to invite him there to come to the
concert. And then they popped him off.
And he shows up there and hasn't been seen since. They have video of him walking into the consulate, but never leaving. Turkey says, because the guy's Turkish, Turkey says they've killed him and we've got proof. Right. And Saudi Arabia says we didn't kill him, but they're not saying what happened.
We didn't kill him. That doesn't mean somebody else didn't kill him, that they hired to kill him.
Sounds like an episode of 24. Where's Jack Bauer?
Yep, exactly. Or the new Jack Ryan show, Richard.
Yep. Where's Jack Ryan?
One of those. Although they are going to bring 24 back. Looks like Jack Bauer may be in it, but Chloe won't, which is another shiny penny for another day.
Blast.
Okay. So we're going to get to our comments on some of these stories. I want to get Victoria's take on Taylor Swift and her speech, and I'm sure Richie will have a point of view on that as well in a matter of moments. First, though, let me help you live better. Some people are living with a very unhappy gut. As a matter of fact, some folks live with it for years before they do anything about it. It's microbial imbalance. And the treatable cause, well, there are a lot of different things going on in your gut. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, that kind of stuff. Women have it more often than men do. So listen up. Here's the recommendation from folks from far and wide. This company that's been actually making teas for a number of years, the newest one is Life Change Tea, and it will, and it does. I drink it. Victoria drinks it. If you have an unhealthy colon, your desire should be to make it healthy again, because most all disease, most all discomfort is directly related to an unclean stomach, colon. The elimination system is plugged up. So, if you want to think of your colon as the waste management station and you want to clean it out, get rid of that stuff so the cells and tissues in your body can be healthy, detoxify with Life Change Tea. It's very easy. Cleanses your body. All the intruders will be gone. This is an organic, all-natural, life change tea is grown. The teas are all grown in America, blended in America, and you can get it very easily. And the only way, in fact, you get it is to go online to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free without cost. Get ready for more energy. Get ready for a cleaner, healthier body. Get ready to feel really good. Drink a cup every day. Remember, you can't get it in stores. You got to go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, it nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calogen say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calogen is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calogen has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. So I want your take, please, Victoria, on the AMAs, Taylor Swift, how well she did, about the speech that brought her into the political world.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Taylor Swift has been a pop star since she was 14 years old when she got her first record deal. So she's been around for over 10 years now, and she's never been political. She has never made a political statement. She has stayed completely apolitical, so much so that a lot of her fans have, on the liberal side, especially females, have been kind of disappointed that she hasn't used her platform to, you know, to talk about issues, especially related to women. And she did that this week, and she got a lot of praise from the left, a lot of women especially. She endorsed two of the Democratic candidates in Tennessee. She explained why. She had a very, you know, lucid argument for it. And like so many other people, she stated her opinion, and that was it. Now, on the, you know, President Trump commented he likes her 25% less now, and which it's like, come on, that's such a joke. He couldn't name a Taylor Swift song if he had to anyway. So, like, that was kind of like, okay. He needs to comment on everything. And, you know, then there was the sort of, like, the threats from, you know, from the right. Oh, there's going to be a huge backlash. And there wasn't one. And turns out that she encouraged everyone to vote. She put links up to get everyone to register.
Signed up, right? Didn't
and, like,
a lot of people
it
register?
Was a huge amount of people. Now, I don't know if that was directly related to Taylor Swift. I don't think anyone will ever know that. However, at the AMAs, she won four major awards. She didn't say anything political at all until the very end. And all she said was register to vote. So I don't really
Here's
get
the reality.
I
She's
don't
no
get,
longer
like,
a country star. She's not in danger of losing any fans. She's a
yeah,
pop
not
star
at all.
Now. And
yeah.
so it doesn't matter.
If anything,
matter.
She's gained more fans because of this.
There you go.
Right. Right.
All right. There's the story. Thank you for the roundup on Taylor Swift. We get to number eight. The Clintons go on tour. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, here we are. Yep. A little political discussion off the air. Bring it back around to on air. On air time from on air with Victoria. I like her handle. You want to send her a note, Twitter handle, on air Victoria. Okay? Richie's is Rich McFadden. Mine is Doug Steffen, or at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here we go with a focus on Bill and Hillary. What they used to call it, Billary? Hillary, Billary, Doc.
Billary, yeah.
Runs
Billary
up the clock. So now they're going on a speaking tour. They'll make a lot of money. I think it's 19 stops, if I'm not mistaken, starting next week until Christmas time. And they're going to talk about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. Maybe not, but they'll have good stories. I don't think there's a more popular person in terms of just attracting a crowd in this country, no matter what the genre, than Bill Clinton. He attracts people love, they with the same degree of animus, they dislike Hillary, or at least some people do. But and yeah, there are people who dislike Bill, but there's something about him that just
it's very true.
Want,
he's dirty.
It's true.
Something about him.
Friends of mine, I'll never forget this. My mom and I belong to an historical preservation group, and so with lots of little old ladies, and they're very, very Republican. And I remember years ago when I was a kid, they met Bill Clinton, and both these two little old biddies, they said, you know, we didn't vote for him, we never would, but you know what? When we met him, we kind of got it. They figured out some secret. They said that they when you meet him in person, he's got this magnanimous kind of aura about him, and they said that they definitely were swooning a bit.
Until you question him about the sexual assault stuff because of all the Kavanaugh.
I don't know about assault.
And that's kind of the story this week, is that, you know, they're going out on this tour, and Bill really should be just kind of laying low right now and waiting for Elvis to blow over before he comes back out. Because
I know, unfortunately, this has been planned for a while.
Yeah. Right. Now Hillary has to answer to her covering up for Bill and calling these women floozies.
Well, you can be sure any questions from the audience are going to be well screened.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they're going to be having. Okay, Fred, back in the third row, please.
Right. They pushed Bill a little bit on some news channel the other day, and he got a little testy with them.
Yeah.
Well, he's been pushed on Monica Lewinsky recently.
Right.
And so I think that's where he said, look, you know, I've apologized.
Because of the Me Too.
Yeah, because of the Me Too movement. She's now, Monica Lewinsky has labeled herself as an activist. So she's kind of been a little more visible recently.
Mm.
But, you know, look, if they're going to go out and be on tour together, I don't think it would be Hillary's MO to back away from those questions. Maybe Bill doesn't want to answer them, but I think Hillary would. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should be interesting.
Yeah, what's she going to say?
Power couple. Yeah, what do they say?
Well, I don't know what her answer is going
to
be, but
what's
I think she's
to be
going
said
to
by either
Paula
one of
Jones
them.
Jones and all the rest of them, Jennifer Flowers, floozies, trollops, tramps. What's her response to that?
Gypsy,
that's
tramps,
a great question. Then let her answer it.
Yeah. Nah.
I mean, her husband was a serial cheater. I don't know if he was, you know, we don't know if he was a sexual assaulter, like the way that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of, or, and the Bill Cosby type stuff. I don't know. Did she marry a deadbeat husband? Absolutely. But, you know, that's her choice to stick with him, so.
A deadbeat husband in what way?
Well, he was a serial cheater. To me, that equals a deadbeat husband.
Is that the definition of a deadbeat? Oh, really?
For me, personally.
I thought a deadbeat husband would be somebody who didn't pay his alimony. That
well, that's a deadbeat dad. That's a deadbeat
it's
dad.
It's so transparent. It's just, them
it's a way to make more money.
But you know what, though?
They
how is that any different than Melania and Donald?
$150 million. By Melania and Donald.
How is it any different?
It's not.
No.
Right. So some people choose to stay in bad marriages. That's not for me. I wouldn't want it.
I think Donald certainly is attracted to and loves having Melania as his wife. Whether he loves her, I don't know. And Melania's there for convenience. And maybe she loves him, too. I don't know. Maybe she does.
So maybe the Clintons have some sort of other love for each other that maybe there's a meeting of the minds there.
I think there is. Yep.
28 pounds.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed. This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hillary Clinton surrenders her security clearance, the State Department notifying congressional lawmakers it has been revoked. Republicans have been calling for the clearance to be withdrawn in the wake of a scandal where Hillary Clinton was completely careless in handling classified information. In other news, President Trump floats Ivanka Trump, his daughter's name, to fill the position of U.S. ambassador to the U.N. now that Nikki Haley is leaving at the end of the year. Trump saying Ivanka would be incredible at the United States. United Nations, but the married mother of three has said she would not serve. It has been a wild week on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 287 points at the close Friday to finish at 25,340, the Nasdaq climbing 168 points to close at 74.97, and the S&P 500 up 39 points, the market off 4% on the week. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time of this is special, and we appreciate the fact that you are spending time with us here on the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com should you want to check it all out. The background for a lot of the stories, what's going on with the people that you like on your favorite talk radio programs and stations, it's all there at talkers.com, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the list this week. Number seven item is the trade war with China. I'm not going to waste any time on that. It's the same old discussion. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. Here's a trip and a half, man. So he accidentally reveals his passwords to the president, and then he drops some F-bombs in the Oval Office. What? It was Obama that called him a jackass, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we now know his iPhone password. He talked about the Superman cape that Trump gave him. What in the world? And look at the, if you see some of the video, and everybody's taking shots of that when you see his password, but the room is, the Oval Office is full of people.
Well, it wasn't, it was a private quite a spectacle.
Meeting. Yeah, it's yeah. A show.
It was televised. I think it's 20 minutes of coverage or something.
Yeah. And his password is 0000000.
It's Kanye being Kanye.
He even looks like a galoot, doesn't he? He just looks like a clown. And well, comes across. Just very interesting to see and hear and whatever. He went to the phone, by the way, to show Trump him unlocking his cell phone. He didn't even try to kind of make it clever for whatever the reason. I don't know. So who's he married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
So was she there with him? I thought it was a Kardashian. I couldn't remember the right one.
I don't think she was there.
No.
I think we would have probably seen her. She was there not long ago. She's been working with Jared Kushner and Ivanka on prison reform stuff.
So have they met before, there. Trump and Kanye? What was reason for his going there?
But he went to Trump Tower right after Trump got elected. Kanye went to Trump Tower in New York, and they did like a little press, whatever you want to call it, a photo op out in front of Trump Tower.
Fun and dance.
Yeah.
What is the what's the attraction other than he's a clown?
Well, Trump likes anybody who likes him, so you know that's on his end.
Kanye's end is that Trump doesn't support all of the things that have kept the black community down, and that he's on the same train as Trump is. So
I got a kick out of looking at one of the tweets. Sarah Silverman says the GOP are hypocrites for telling Taylor Swift to stay out of politics but giving Kanye West a free ticket.
100%. I agree with her. 100%.
And the left are hypocrites for loving Kanye and supporting him for years, and now all of a sudden he's Uncle Tom. I mean, things said about Kanye.
Yeah, but who is, like, if you like Kanye's music, his music has not suffered one bit. There was a rumor that the last time he said something about Trump that he lost his 28 million Twitter followers, he didn't lose anybody.
No. The last time he came out for Trump, he had an album coming out the next month. I totally believe Kanye knows what
he's
doing.
Oh, he's using Trump like... I'm not even going to say it, but yes, he is.
Nice.
But the people on the left, though, you know, if you don't like his support of Trump, that's not going to change. It's the same way people on the right don't like Taylor Swift now because she wanted, she endorsed two Democrats.
Come on, get a life, will you please? It's only politics. Number five, Nikki Haley stepping down as the ambassador to the United Nations. I think she's done a very good job. Didn't know what to expect when she was appointed. She didn't seem to be that much of a Trumpster all along. But she seems to have gotten along very well with him. He seems to have liked her in the job. I think she's been very visible.
Not so much lately, though, but
very active.
Beginning. And I'm with you. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I didn't really agree with her politics, but I think she's done a very commendable job. I think she represented our country really well. I think she was always poised and very well spoken.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be, I think she's leaving some big shoes to fill.
Well, and the people who are up for, at least one of them anyway, I think the story is not her stepping down. It's who replaces her.
Yeah.
And this the sister of Susan G. Komen, and the one who's been running that foundation and stealing money. I probably shouldn't say stealing because she was legitimately given a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. Has reaped millions over the years since this thing was organized, and the money has not gotten. If you are donating,
what's her name? Is it Linda Brinker? Is that her name?
Something like that. Yeah, I find her to be one of the worst examples, and one of the reasons that people are suspicious about many of the 501c3s, many of the not-for-profit organizations. This Susan G. Komen is an absolute ripoff, and people who support her, I get a kick out of it. As a matter of fact, I said something nicely to a stewardess on an American flight because they supported last year during October. Isn't pink? What's this month? October,
yeah, exactly.
Is that?
Yes, breast cancer awareness.
So, So when they go up and down the aisle and they ask for donations, I said I would give to some legitimate organization that was helping women who are suffering from breast cancer. And nobody's been any closer to it than I have. My sister had it. My wife died of it. I know because of what I looked into when I was trying to find ways to support my sister and my ex-wife in their fight. And Susan G. Komen, the foundation itself, was named for a lady who suffered long, and the way her sister has run that thing is just a damned outrage. So now she's up for the job to be UN ambassador. Thumbs down, baby, on her for any number of reasons.
Nancy Brinker. I just want to correct that. I said
Nancy
the wrong name.
Nancy Brinker?
Nancy Brinker. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Who would be good was who is it? Ricky? What's the... now I can't remember her name. I saw somebody who read the... somebody that we don't know, that we just kind of, who's good. that you get up there and stop all of the, like having another Brett Kavanaugh thing? Don't the UN ambassadors have to be approved by the Senate? Is that another circus?
They do, and I think that Nancy Brinker has already been confirmed because she was an ambassador to Hungary under George W. So I think she already went through the Senate confirmation. So I think that might be part of the reason. A, she's a woman, and I think it might be part of the reason why she would pretty much sail through a Senate confirmation.
Well, I'm guessing that she will not do the kind of work that Nikki Haley has done.
Nikki Haley did a good job.
Yeah, she did.
As governor. But, you know, she's had a tough, like she said, she's had a tough 8 years.
Well, but the headline was all about her finances. Yeah, so she's had the same financial difficulty a lot of us have. Why are we focusing on that?
I think because she also mentioned that, too, that she wanted to get back into the private sector because of that. So I don't think it's a big story. I think it's just a real legitimate reason.
All right, number four. It's something I have nothing to say. I'm tired of the Kavanaugh discussion. Aftermath is more of the same garbage. Anybody have anything to say?
I will say something. I do have something that is kind of, you know, I got a chuckle out of it this week. My new favorite website is brettkavanaugh.com.
Oh, no.
and the reason for it is because someone bought the domain name. Brett Kavanaugh should have owned his own domain name,
Yeah.
So the when you go on to BrettKavanaugh.com, it's an entire website that's devoted to raising money for victims of sexual assault. So I thought that was kind of that. You know, that's
not too
internet
smart
working for the right
get
thing.
His own domain
name. That's right, Richie. Yep. That was dumb. Okay. There are three things left. Two of them are worthwhile. The other one's not worth much time. The stock sell-off we'll get to in a moment, and then an overview of Hurricane Michael, which is the number one issue this week. First, though, I want to spend some time talking about how you get enough organic fruits and vegetables into your body, into your diet every single day, so that you can be a healthy person. The food you eat, obviously, it's either good, doesn't contaminate your body, or bad, does contaminate your body. And most of the things that you hear me talking about on the air with my voice, sort of endorsement of products, usually come from the food sector and come from the organic food sector or from the area where there is really a focus on making you healthier. Your well-being is very important to me. What is it? Dr. Ken says, I can't afford to lose any listeners. Well, that's true. Truer today than ever before. So here we go with Texas Superfood. They've asked me to talk about their 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of perfection. No toxic chemicals. Organic, organic, organic. American Cancer Society says that you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Well, you get 55 with Texas Superfood. You heard me right. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every capsule, every spoonful. If you take the powder, that's great. Take the capsule, whichever. Go to TexasSuperfood.com and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check out the 55 vegetables. There are all kinds of things that they have there that are good for you. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, this is really an awesome company with awesome products. TexasSuperfood.com. See how you can be at your best physically with this great addition to your daily routine. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. On the people list at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, I don't know, there are a couple of surprises here, like Drew Brees, great football player, getting a lot of attention this week. Taylor Swift at number 9, Nikki Haley number 8, Brett Kavanaugh number 7, Kanye West number 6, Melania Trump number 5, Eric Holder number 4, Bill and Hillary number 3, Mitch McConnell number 2, Donald Trump number 1. As sort of an extra, Michelle Obama got a lot of attention this week for her explaining what the relationship is like between she and George Bush. It's really fun and been reported widely, and people love that kind of stuff. So that's in there as well, or ought to be. Michelle Obama, I think she appeared in a couple of talk shows, and that was the outcome. So That's the people list. All of these things put together by the hardworking staff at Talkers Magazine. Find the list every week at talkers.com.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories. First of all, the week is the second week, full week of October the 8th to the 12th. That's where we are focused. The number 10 item on the list, all the focus on what's going on in the NFL. Well, actually, more to the point, lack of important viewership, listenership, and attendance at both football and baseball games. Number 9, everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Number 8, the Clintons going on the speaking tour circuit. Number 7, the China trade war still hasn't been settled or figured out yet. Kanye West going to the White House, number 6. Nikki Haley stepping down at the UN, number 5. The aftermath of the Kavanaugh hearings is 4. Stock market sell-off, number 3. The climate change report, number 2 from the UN. And Hurricane Michael, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get back to the count up, if you will. The stories that have made it big this week, according to Talkers Magazine. The stock sell-off, what a joke. This is such a ruse. These guys, remember, the people from the Fed all come from the big banking houses. All of them. They're all cut out of the same cloth. They come from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase and all of these other outfits whose business is to sell high and buy low. They jack up the interest rates artificially. So now with that comes a sell-off. And they try to figure it so that they are the ones who are going to come out on top. And by the way, when they created, because they did create the depression of 2008, 2009, 2010, some people a little bit still suffering, but most people have come around and back out of it. But the essence of what was created was all by the banks, for the banks, and the banks are still doing it. They still are up to their old tricks. And whether Trump is able to slow it down or not, because he doesn't like to have the economy, especially as he's going to election cycle, these people, they're so selfish and so self-motivated. They sell off the stocks, the big industrial, these big, huge houses that have millions and jillions of portfolios and all this stock. They sell it off, and then they buy it at a cheaper price. They buy it all back again. It's a joke. It's outrageous. And that's what's going on. Anyway, Hurricane Michael, this story continues. This is not going to go away. A lot of messes, though. Whew, look at that video.
Yeah,
it's
Mexico
terrible
Beach
to see that.
Just, it's just not there anymore.
Gonzo. Yeah.
I mean, it's a small town, right. But it's just gone.
Well, there are a lot of small towns on the Panhandle, Richie, down there.
Yeah.
And Destin is one of them. That's a neat little town. Wipe them out. And then you go forward. You see all the rain that happened in the Carolinas in the last day or two. And as the weekend ensues, still some rain affecting the Northeast. Not a whole lot. It's pretty much blown out now. But hunga bunga. What a mess. All right. Good job, gang. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The most popular technical stories of the week now in our focus. Here as Victoria Keelan runs through the top five, we'll work our way to number one. Starting at number five, the story about people taking selfies. Hello, morons of the world, listen up.
This was kind of a funny but also scary story that came out this week. A new study found that 259 people have died while attempting to take a selfie in the last 6 years. That is just... you really have to scratch your head on that one. So the study found that, and this is not surprising, more than 72% of the deaths were men. So this is a bunch of guys who think it'd be cool to take a selfie while doing something really dangerous. Now, drowning was the most common cause of death because of the selfies. And researchers actually are advising the creation of no-selfie zones at high-risk areas, including bodies of water, mountain peaks, which people have fallen off of mountains trying to also take selfies, and tall buildings. Now, I don't know if anyone has fallen off a tall building, but you can imagine that that's another area where dude bros would want to take some selfies and end up
dude
going right,
bros.
Off, right off the side of
what
a building.
What a great expression. Dude bros.
Well, those are the types of guys that would die trying to take a selfie. That's awesome, man. Yeah. So in 2015, a report from Mashable claimed that more people were dying by taking a selfie than from shark attacks. And that was in 2015. So now with this new study, it's way more people are dying by selfie than shark attacks.
Number four is a focus on, I like my alliteration, a focus on FAFSA.
Yes.
Like that?
Well, if you don't know what FAFSA is, it's for college students to apply for federal financial aid. And now there's a new application that came out on mobile devices this week for the first time. It's called the My Student Aid mobile app. It's from the U.S. Department of Education. It launched earlier this week, the same day that FAFSA submissions opened for the 2019-2020 school year. And so officials say the app was developed to make it easier for millions of students who file a FAFSA every year, especially for those who are low income and might not actually have a computer or internet access at home. So if they have a prepaid cell phone, they can use the app to apply for financial aid. And they can submit their FAFSA until the end of June 2019.
All right, number three on our list of the top five stories. This is something new from T-Mobile, I guess, is where that's
concerned. Yep, Metro PCS, which is a prepaid cell phone plan company that is probably a pretty familiar name. There's lots of Metro PCS stores in urban areas. Now it's just called Metro. T-Mobile owns it, and they are committing to be the first prepaid mobile carrier to offer next-gen wireless 5G service coming in 2019. Now, the cool thing about this, it will save you a lot of money. You will have to buy a device, though, that can run on a 5G network, but they will be pretty inexpensive, I think, if they're coming from Metro. And the cool thing is, if you're using Metro, you're on the same network that T-Mobile gives their regular paying customers on a monthly billed basis, so it's actually probably the best deal out there, and we'll see more coming from Metro by T-Mobile as 5G rolls out across the country.
All right, number two, here's something of a new app that I think a lot of people would be interested in, Victoria. Let's explain this, please.
This was probably your favorite tech story of the week, right?
I like it, yes.
Do Not Pay is a website, donotpay.com, but it is now also an iOS app, meaning it is available for iPhones, and it will be rolling out into an Android app later on. It's a free legal chatbot. It offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel in all 50 states, and it essentially allows you to sue anyone by pressing a button. It focuses on suing corporations and navigating a complex bureaucracy that stands between people and their everyday rights. That's the motto of the company. And the chatbot works by asking you a series of basic questions about your situation, who you'd like to sue, what your problem is. You can go after airlines if they have bumped you from a flight and didn't compensate you properly. Data breaches if your information has been hacked. Late package deliveries if you want to go after UPS or FedEx. And bank fees as well. They don't charge a fee, and whatever money you recover, you get to keep 100% of it right now. So that's it. While it's still free, if you've got anybody that you've been wanting to sue, I say get on it.
Get them. All right, top story of the week is a focus on Waze. I love this app, too. Both these two stories are great stories as far as I'm concerned.
Waze is probably the number one go-to app for getting around traffic these days. And so now they've launched Waze Carpool, which is a dedicated app that lets drivers and other riders get together on a similar route. Saves you a ton of money. They have 100 million active monthly users right now. So Waze Carpool is the new app.
There it is, the top five, the list of the top five items from technology this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.